Ghana is set to sign the second Millennium Challenge Compact by June this year. The compact, valued at $350 million, will go into improving the energy sector. President Mahama, who disclosed this on the sidelines of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, said the energy sector will experience a boost in reliable energy to attract more investors to the industrial sector. Government has a vision to produce 5,000 megawatts of electricity by 2016, not only for domestic use, but for export to neighboring countries.
Here in the Energy Forum, we had a discussion with the officials of the United States. You know, the President Obama launched the initiative of Power Africa. Happily for Ghana, we already were in discussions with the United States for signing a second compact after the successful first Millennium Challenge compact. And somehow, we had decided that the second compact should focus on energy. And so, it was going to look at energy generation, energy distribution, and the general efficiency of our energy system in order that we can deliver power in a more affordable manner and more reliable manner. People who want to come and invest and businesses are interested in reliable power first, that they must have the power at all times that they need it. And secondly, it must be competitive. The pricing must be competitive. And so those were the discussions that went on. We are hoping that we'll be able to sign the new MCC compact by middle of this year, by June, July this year. And once we sign it, you know, it's a compact valued at about $350 million, you know, would go into our energy sector in respect of improving efficiency in delivery of that energy.
President John Mahama.